This is Sean's Fantasy Football News. Magic in the air, head to toe, so player. Hey, shout out to Ryan Fitzmagic. What a game last night. Ryan Fitzmagic coming out old as dirt. Old as dirt. I think he played in Jesus sandals. Guys, ancient, came out. Father Time. Father Time showed up yesterday. Comes out, he looks at Minshew with that mustache and says, are you fucking kidding me? Hey, you kidding me? Hey, you kidding me? Stop playing around. Magic over Mania. Any day, all day. David Blaine. Over to Macho Man last night. Looking good. Listen, Devontae Parker running out there on one leg. Still getting it done. Still putting up 10 points. Gesicki. Listen, Gesicki's not a Giuseppe. You understand me? You want to do something about it? Listen, they're looking good out there, man. You got to let that man play. You got to let that man sling that rock. Listen, I came up with a nickname for Ryan Fitzpatrick last year. I called him Captain Sling That Thing. But when he's back there, he's going to sling that thing for fantasy football. That's what you want. That's why Jameis was great for fantasy football. He made the receivers amazing. Because he was going to be back there. He's going to sling that thing. Yeah, he's throwing picks. I mean, can you win games with picks? I don't know. You can win fantasy games. I'll tell you that much. I'm out here looking for magic, baby. All day, every day. And what a fiery start to throw magic, Fitz magic, into your lineup last night. Amazing. Amazing by Ryan Fitzpatrick last night. Let's get into the news. But before that, James Robinson, anybody? I've made multiple jokes about this man. I called him a mechanic. I said that if someone mentioned James Robinson, I'd be like, who, my substitute teacher? But listen, this guy can play ball, flat out play ball. And the thing is, he's an undrafted rookie. But we've seen this before. We've seen this with Lindsey, undrafted rookie. I'm just starting to think that scouts are bad. Like, the thing is, when these guys show up, it's not like, wow, look at that, an undrafted rookie. No, it's telling you that the people who scout players, they just follow each other. One person says the guy's good, they just keep following. Same problem with college football. The one guy with stars, that's what everybody looks at, and it's like, okay, just him. And people go missed all the time. Raheem Mostert, undrafted. He balls out and everybody's like, wow, he's really playing above his talent level. No, the fuck he's not. He's been talented. You're really missing people. That's what's happening here. You're missing people. You're bad at your job. You don't scout well. Why do the Patriots not have to draft many people and they play well every year? Because they scout well. They just go find good football players. It's not that hard. You got the whole fucking world. You got college football is played in every state. You know how many players there are out there and everybody competing over 30 of them? There's plenty of players out there that get missed, that get lost. Look, Dawson Knox is out for week 3. Tight end of the Buffalo Bills. Listen, the Buffalo Bills are playing some good football right now. They haven't played anybody. We still got to figure out who the Buffalo Bills are. Are you for real? They almost for real lost to the Dolphins last week. Zach Moss ruled out. Another Buffalo Bill. Look, they're losing some weapons here. Julio Jones, he's up in the air. Now, I know I always say, Julio, oh yeah, they say hamstring, you don't practice all week. If he doesn't practice today, look for another option. And they might use him as a decoy, or he might just sit out. Malcolm Brown still got that finger going on, but he participated in practice fully. He's just using the other hand. No stiff arms for Malcolm Brown. Preston Williams, he ends up in the end zone last night. Devontae Parker has 69 yards, really efficient week. Matt Breida barely involved. Jordan Howard scored a touchdown the third straight game. He just gets goal line carries. You got to look for that. Myles Gaskin looks like he's the dude. 27 touches. 27 touches last night. I mean, Mike Gesicki, as we said, 15-yard touchdown in week three. That offense was rolling. D.D. Westbrook had one target last night. It's just, I don't know what's going on. I don't know. D.J. Chark hasn't really gotten too involved in that offense, but they're doing enough. They're doing enough historically, and James Robinson is kind of taking over. So, I mean, continue to look. Keelan Cole gets five targets. I mean, he's getting targeted. Laviska Shenault looks like he got a couple carries last night, a couple receptions. But, I mean, he wasn't very efficient at any of them. So, I mean, you can't just take a participation trophy and say, hey, man, I played a bunch of positions. Aren't I great? Okay, you were subpar at all of them. You know, Geno Atkins still hasn't practiced. Henry Ruggs, he's limited in practice Thursday. I think he plays. I think they're trying to protect him. I don't know what Henry Ruggs is. I don't know if he's as good as what they hope for when they drafted him. But we'll find out. Justin Jackson still not practicing, so fire up your Joshua Kellys and your Ecklers. I think when Justin Jackson gets back, he's forgotten about. These two guys have really taken over this backfield. Darren Waller didn't practice Thursday. Darrell Williams was limited in practice. Cam Akers is not progressing very well, so it's going to be Malcolm Brown and it's going to be Henderson. I'm leaning on Henderson being the only healthy back there. But right now, hey, it's Friday. We're going to enjoy this thing. We got a lot of games coming up this weekend. We're going to have more news tomorrow. I'll let you know about Julio's situation, Davante Adams' situation. We'll see if they're in. We'll see if they're out. But for right now, listen, we got to enjoy this magic, baby. We got another 24 hours of just straight Fitz magic to just sit and just baste in. Let's just baste in this magic. And as always, you have yourself a good weekend. I will see you. What's tomorrow, Saturday? Will I do a pod tomorrow? Most likely. At a minimum, I'll see you guys Sunday morning to make sure we get all these updates in. God bless you. Adios.